message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Tonight, we're going to continue in a topic, which is a series, Accessing Supernatural Exploit Via the World. And tonight, we're going to be taking the part 3 of this very topic, Accessing Supernatural Exploit Via the World. And our text has been Daniel chapter 11, from verse 28 to 32. Praise the Lord. And as we all know that this month has been declared a month of supernatural exploits by the servants of God, and we have been treating the series on the supernatural via the word of God. Praise the Lord. I'm going to do a little recap. Last week we studied on key facts about the word of God, and we went further to look at what are we to do with the word of God. We look keenly into what we need to do with the word of God. Praise the Lord. And we looked at that we were told that we need to study the word adequately. Praise the Lord. Am I right or wrong? Study the word adequately. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. That study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Praise the Lord. If you want to make any meaningful thing in life, then you don't have any choice than to study the word. Praise the Lord. Just like the food is gainful to the body, you know, the food makes you to gain stamina, makes you big. Praise the Lord. So the word also makes you to be robust in the spirit. Praise the Lord. You see, most of the meaningful things in life are hidden in the spirit. Praise God. Most of the things that we see, maybe the cars, the houses, there are limits to it. There are limitations to it. But the things of the spirit, there is no limitation. Praise God. There is no limitation. If you have invested in the spirit, you are richer than the richest man in Africa, Dangote. Praise the Lord. You know, Dangote has limits. You can say he owns a refinery, he owns this, he owns that, he owns this. There is counts to what he has. Praise the Lord. If we get a good auditor, they will audit him and tell you his worth. Praise the Lord. But nobody can audit your investment in the spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Then we also look at feed on the word of God. Job chapter 23 verse 12. Job made us to understand that we should esteem the word more than, okay, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Praise the Lord. You have to, you know, when we're many of us, or all of us, when we eat, it's a serious business. Some of us, when we eat, we sweat. Praise the Lord. Because eating is a serious business. Praise the Lord. So we should take the same thing as the world. When you study the world, make it a serious business to study the world. If you can do the same as you do for food, praise the Lord, then you have no limit. Tell your neighbor, say, I have no limit. Then we also look at love the world. Psalm 119 verse 97. And number 4 says that speak and teach others the world. And number 5 says that apply the world to our life. Apply the world to our life. You must be a practitioner. You know, in the academics, we now have applied version of most of the courses, because the people in charge of the curriculum have seen that many of us as students don't apply what they teach us in school, and that is why they are trying to incorporate the application of many things that we study now, like we have applied accounting. You know, you will see someone has studied accounting and the person cannot balance sheet. Praise the Lord. Just because he does not know how to apply it. He has not been practicing it. We have applied biology. You will see someone say, I study microbiology, and the person do not know the microorganism in Ogi. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you have to apply the world to your life. You have to apply the world to your life. The entrance of the word of God gives light and understanding to the simple. Psalm 119 verse 130. No man walks in the light except by the word. The word brings light and understanding to every issues of life. Praise the Lord. Your world, the world, is created by the word. From Genesis chapter 1, it said, in the beginning was the word. And no, that is John chapter 1, verse 1. And the word was with God, and the word was God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your word can be created through your word. Your WORLD can be created through your WORD. Praise the Lord. Many things that you see, that you are coveting, that you are looking at, is created by the world. Praise God. So there's need for you to do more in studying and investing into the world. The entrance of the word of God gives light. It gives illumination. The entrance of the word of God makes you to be in the know. Praise the Lord. Your knowing the word make you not to be a mediocre or to be a nonentity. Praise the Lord. Just like a normal saying that what you know, you have an edge over. What you know, you have an edge over. For example, if you are very conversant and vast about tanker terrain, if there is hold up, there are many places that you can take and you find your way out. Praise the Lord. The same thing. If you know the world, there's always a way of escape. There's no situation in life. There is no hurdle. There is no mountain in life that you cannot scale through when you know the world. All you need is the right word. If you can get the right word for that situation, then you are okay. Praise the Lord. Just like all you need for any ailment is the right prescription. If you are given the wrong prescription, then you might be in that same ailment for a very long time. But all you just need is the right word. Tell your neighbor, say the right word. The word brings light and understanding to every issues of life. Making the word your priority takes you to the place of power. Making the word your priority takes you to the place of power. Job said it in Job chapter 23 verse 12. He says that you should esteem the word more than food. That he esteemed the word of his mouth more than the necessary food. Praise the Lord. If only we can cultivate this habit. You know, our Father in the Lord make us understand that he doesn't taste anything until he has consumed some doses of the word. Praise the Lord. I don't know how many of us have been imbibing. How many of us? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Living without the word leaves you in the dark of the will of God for your life. Psalm 119 verse 133 said, order my steps in your word. Psalm 119 verse 133, yeah. Order my steps in the world. Praise the Lord. There's this song that we used that I learned sometimes back. It says, order my steps in your word, the Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word. please order my steps in your world. You see, when your steps are ordered by the world, you spend little time with your assignment. Praise the Lord. You know, when you are not ordered, when you don't have direction, you can spend years in getting what somebody will get within days. Praise the Lord. The difference is just a direction via the world. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Psalm 119 verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and light to my path. Praise the Lord. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. The word is a lamp. It illuminates. It gives you direction. It gives you light. It makes you to spend less time in your challenges, your situation. The truth is that there will always be challenges. There will always be situations. But if you have the right word, if you know the word, you won't spend much time on it. Then you move on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I decree your path shall be lighted by the word of God tonight in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. What you do with the world affects your blessings from the world. Likewise, what you should not do also. We've learned what we should do with the world. Tonight, we're going to look at what not to do with the world. What not to do with the world. You know, just like when you buy a phone, there's a manual and the manufacturer. I know many of us are manufacturers. And the manufacturer will tell you what you do to the phone and what you must not do. Part of it is that they will tell you not to drop the phone inside water because it is not water resistant. Praise the Lord. So when you drop it inside the water and you want to claim warranty, you are deceiving yourself. Praise the Lord. So tonight, we are looking at what not to do with the world. Number one, we must not despise the word of God. We must not despise the word of God. They that despise the word of God will not have knowledge. Praise the Lord. The English meaning of despise means not to have respect. You know, there are many times when our parents tell us some things, and we do like this. Yoruba will say nyimu, as in I don't know the English word for nyimu now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is, we despise instructions of our parents. Maybe our parents have told us that the next street is no go area. Make sure that this street should be your limit. Don't go to the next street because they have been there before you came. They know what happened in the next street. But you felt that next street is where they play football as a monkey post now. Praise the Lord. How many of us do play monkey post? Praise the Lord. And you decide to go. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We must not despise the word of God. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Media. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Praise the Lord. The word of God brings health to the soul of men. When you despise the word, you get rottenness. When you despise the word, you get rottenness. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 24. Chapter 5, verse 24, not 23. Verse 24. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 24. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their roots shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despise the word of the Holy One of Israel. Praise the Lord. This is the word of God. So when you despise the world, you get rotten. And when you get rotten, you are not updated. The truth about life and about everything in life, just as the Holy say, idea rules the world. All you just need is an idea, then you rule the world. Praise the Lord. But when you despise the world, you get uninformed. You are deformed. Praise the Lord. You are deformed. You are not updated. And you don't happen. Praise the Lord. I know many of us want to happen in every area of life, in our various offices. We want to be the happening thing. Praise the Lord. Peradventure, okay, for example, you are a tailor. Your ambition is that people should, as in your colleagues, what is difficult for them, they bring it to you and you solve it for them. And that makes you to be the happening thing in town. Praise the Lord. You want to be a solution to problem. Praise the Lord. So if you want all this, then you must not despise the word of God. Praise the Lord. Quickly, what not to do with the world. Number two, we should not doubt the word of God. We should not doubt the word of God. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Praise the Lord. It's a different thing for you to hear the word, just like you're hearing now. And many times we've heard words that, you know, we are motivated, we are charged. But there's still something that is missing. The faith. Praise the Lord. Many of us still have some doubt. Yes, we got the world. We got the message. But we still have some doubt. Can that just happen? As in Exodus chapter 23 verse 25. That you will serve the Lord and God will bless your bread and water. I say just like that. Just because of service, then my bread is blessed. My water is blessed. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says that faith is the substance of things we hope for, the evidence of things not seen. I said earlier on, I said everything that happened, everything that you are coveting, that you are seeing, and you are like, you are aghast, you're surprised, you know, all is as a result of the hidden things that is in the world, that is brought out by somebody. Praise the Lord. You know, faith is the substance of things we hope for, evidence of things that we have not seen. That is faith. Just like as a youth copper, people look at you that Otondo, you know, a sort of name like that. But they've not seen what you have inside of you. They've not seen the magnificent house that you will build. They've not seen the good job that you've gotten. They've not seen, you know, those good things that you have inside of you. Praise the Lord. But this is as a result of faith. So you have not to doubt the word of God. You should not doubt the word of God. Those that doubt the word of God cannot walk by faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Praise the Lord. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And if you don't please God, there's no how you can get your dream. Praise the Lord. When you doubt the word of God, you cannot access the power to enforce your faith. It's your belief in the word that enforces your faith. Praise the Lord. It is your belief, your strong belief, your belief that is unshaken. Praise the Lord. It drives your faith and it materializes. It makes the hidden things in the spirit to come to life. Praise the Lord. Quickly, what not to do with the world. Number three, we must not corrupt the world of God. We must not corrupt the world of God. The word of God is the breath of God in man. The word of God is the breath of God in man. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 17. For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of necessity. Can you move it to the side? But as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. Praise the Lord. I wrote something here. I said, don't tamper with the integrity of the world. Don't tamper with the integrity of the world. You know, many times we have tampered with the integrity of God's world. We have made the word of God, we have watered down the word of God. The word of God says that I shall live, I shall not die. And you are inside the bus. The bus entered the porthole. And you shouted, Mugbe. You know, all sort of like that. Some, the faint. Some, you know, on and on like that. Praise the Lord. We tamper with the integrity of the word of God. Then I also wrote, I said, if you can't handle it, then don't dare it. Praise the Lord. You know, I shall live, I shall not die. And you are not living by the world. You said it, and you are not behaving it. Praise the Lord. You know, many times, go and ask people that have exercised faith in difficult situations. You know, different testimonies of, it was dying minutes. As in, I can see death. I saw death, but I escaped. Praise the Lord. Ask them. They exercise unwavering, as in they didn't compromise the world. Praise the Lord. They believe it. They head on it. So tight and so strong. You know, immediately you compromise. What you are scared of happens. Praise the Lord. Peradventure, maybe you have prayed concerning that paper. You didn't do it very well. Out of 6 papers, you did 3. And compulsorily, you must do 4. And you came out, and you are joyful. You know, you're telling people, how was the exam? Ah, the exam was fantastic. You know, that is faith. The exam was, you know, you were just exercising faith. And, you know, it's good. You exercise it on and on like that. Immediately, you compromise. Immediately your faith is compromised. Your expectation too is somehow compromised. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, say don't compromise. Say don't compromise your faith. Don't tamper with the integrity of the world. Praise the Lord. You cannot use the word of God wrongly and expect the right result. Those who use the word of God corruptly will be judged by God. Don't make the word of God of no value. The word must be handled sincerely and faithfully. The word must be handled sincerely and faithfully. Praise God. Number four. What you need not to do with the world. Number four. We must avoid foolish disputes and strivings about the word of God. We must avoid foolish disputes and striving about the word of God. As in, don't argue unnecessarily about the word of God. There's also a song that says that God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Praise the Lord. God has said it. You have believed. That is certain. We must avoid foolish dispute and striving about the word of God. Titus chapter 3 verse 9. Titus chapter 3, verse 9. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. Praise the Lord. They are unprofitable and vain. Those who believe in the word of God affirms the world when spoken by others, not disputing over the world. Praise the Lord. I will dwell on this for some time. You know, many times in the church, when word is spoken and there is no confirmation, just like Pastor says that Exodus chapter 23 verse 25, ye shall serve the Lord and God will bless thy bread and water. Praise the Lord. And everybody is looking. Can he pass on so? There's no affirmation. Yes, we've read it, but we are not affirming it. And because we are not affirming it, some non-Christians, some Christians that are, as in some people that are here to give their life to Christ, they are not helped because you are not confirming the word of God. You know, you've heard of pastors say a word from the pulpit and somebody say, yay! It's a confirmation that it is true. And you see someone say, right, you know, different kind of gesticulation. Some will raise up their hands, say, yes, it's an affirmation. Praise God. It's a confirmation of the word of God. And it helps. Praise the Lord. It helps our belief. Somebody might have a doubt that maybe the person came to church with different problems. As in, his problem is taller than Mount Kilimanjaro. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And all he needs is a word. All he needs is the confirmation of the word that all his mountain can be made plain. Praise God. And the word came out from the pulpit. And Christians, believers in the house, are looking. And the year to be Christian is now looking at Shane Gotti Pastor or Show Tony. And when you come on you, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Those who believe in the word of God affirm the word when spoken by others, not disputing over the word. Hugging over the word of God is profitless and useless. Some of us, we spend unnecessary time arguing with people about what God has said and we believe and it has been said to. Maybe, for example, the Bible says that I shall not die, I shall live to declare the glory of God. It's the word of God. God has said it. And somebody is now telling you that just like that, you will not die. You will leave. When we are already looking at a trailer coming, head-on collision, and you are shouting, I shall not die, I shall leave. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't need to argue. You don't need to argue unnecessarily. All you need to do is God has said it, you have believed it, and that settles it. You cannot attain to any wisdom when you keep disputing the word of God. You cannot attain to any wisdom when you keep disputing, arguing the word of God. There is no wisdom in argument. Praise the Lord. Quickly, what not to do with the word of God? Number 5. We must not use the word to our advantage. We must not use the word to our advantage unrighteously. We must not use the word to our advantage unrighteously. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Praise the Lord. Don't make use of the word to defraud others of their liberty or right in Christ. Don't make use of the word to defraud others of their liberty or right in Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For example, give an example as Okay, let me just use a more smaller unit, maybe a department, an HOD, maybe in the media now. And somebody says, I have an interview in Lagos, and I must be there by 9 a.m. in the morning. And the person is of great value to us in the media, because the person handles the system, is a guru. And we don't want, as in, we will believe that if you should leave, there will be problem, there will be issue. And he have an interview in Lagos. And because of that, the media head, HOD, is telling him, say, you see, that interview that you are going for, I just don't want to tell you, but it's better you just tell, which interview are you going for? Are you sure that they will give you the job? How can he be sure that they will give him the job when he has not gone for the interview? Praise the Lord. Then I now get some words to, you know, make him feel that, okay, let me not go for the interview. Praise the Lord. And he stays back and he attends the service. Praise the Lord. I've taken an advantage of him. He should be in Lagos for an interview. I should have allowed him to go for his interview. Praise the Lord. So we must not use the world to our advantage unrighteously. Praise the Lord. I don't know if someone is getting the message. The word is given for reproof, correction, admonition, and upliftment of souls. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. When you go through this, that the word is given for reproof, correction, to correct, admonition, and upliftment, is not to deceive. Praise the Lord. You can see in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, that is everything in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, is what the word is meant for. Praise God. It is meant for reproof, for correction, admonition, and upliftment of souls. Those who use the word unrightfully or wrongly to defraud others shall be punished by God. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they speak no guile. Another point, what not to do with the word. Number 6, we must not handle the word with levity. We must not handle the word with levity. The way we handle the word of God is the way we see God. You cannot hold the word of a man in high esteem and neglect or relegate the word of God. Praise the Lord. You know, many times it happens to us because we cannot see God. God has said a thing. We find it very difficult to believe, to hold on to. But we believe the word of our bosses. Praise the Lord. Our bosses have told us that I'm going to increase your salary 3 times. You believe because you can see him. Praise the Lord. Your lecturer have told you that I'm going to pass you in the exam. You know, it is my course. And the Alpha and the Omega of this course. I can fail you and I can pass you, but I choose to pass you. We believe. And sometimes they say, I'm going to fail you. And you also believe. Praise the Lord. We believe the word of man. We take the word of man in our esteem than the word of God. And because of that, we suffer casualty. Praise God. Because of that, we suffer loss. Because we don't believe the word of God. We take the word of man in high esteem. Praise the Lord. Our actions and reactions to the word of God show how much we love God. Our actions and reactions to the word of God shows how much we love God. Many times we sing, you know, we sing to express our belief, our emotions. You know, we sing songs like, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord. And after the breakthrough encounter, we were called for evangelism. Praise the Lord. And you forgot that you just sang, I love you, Lord. Praise the Lord. And you want to change the tone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So your actions and reaction to the word of God show how much we love God. When you love a person, you cherish the word of the person. Levity makes one to read. Levity makes one to read romance books at the expense of the world. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it was a novel. That novel is very interesting. In fact, Timbakbari novel yen, Morubi Amoli Jel. Praise the Lord. There are some people like that. Timbakbari novel yen, Moni Jel. And they will give themselves target. And they will finish the song. Timbakbari film yen. Season Maron Loanbe. Timbakbari yen. Money lost school. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And they will keep by it. They will stick by it. They will adhere to it. But nobody will say, Timbakbari, 10 chapters or 20 chapters. Money jail. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, even when we were trying to read it and we start feeling some pains in our eyes. You say, Emiko Mokpa Jesu. Ejen Sari Lord Jeon Mapada Sibe. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Number 7. What we must not do with the word of God. We must not add in our heart against the world. We must not add in our heart against the world. Zechariah chapter 7, verse 12 to 13. Zechariah chapter 7. Yea, they made their heart as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law. Let's read the preceding verse. Verse 7. There was an antecedent before. Verse 7. Yeah, it says, should ye not hear the word which the Lord hath cried by the former prophets, when Jerusalem was inhabited and in prosperity, and the cities thereof round about are, when men inhabited the south and the plain. Verse 8. And the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah, saying, verse 9, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, execute true judgment, and shew mercy and compassion every man to his brother. Verse 10, and oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. Verse 11. But they refused to hearken, and pull away the shoulder, and stop their ears, that they should not hear. Verse 12. Yet they made their heart as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law, and the word which the Lord of hosts had sent in the spirit by the former prophet. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. Verse 13, therefore it is come to pass that as they cried and they would not hear, so they cried, I would not hear, said the Lord of hosts. Praise the Lord. This is a scenario. There are prophets that God has sent to these people, to his people. He has warned them, he has corrected them, he has reproved them, but they didn't listen. He sent Zechariah, and he got to a point, verse 13. He said, what they've done is not, therefore it is come to pass that as they cried and they would not hear, so they cried, and I will not hear, said the Lord of hosts. Praise the Lord. Because they have hardened their heart. They have been corrected several times. They didn't listen. They have had several opportunities. you know, revivals, church services, on and on, crusades, choir rehearsals, self-fellowship, but they didn't yield to the world. They didn't listen to God's word. They didn't listen to God's correction. They hardened their heart. So God is not happy with them. Many have hardened their heart against the word of God. That is why they are walking contrary to the plan of God for their lives. You can hear the word, but harden your heart against the word by making the word of none effect in your heart. Don't let the word come and not find a place in your heart. Those that do such are walking on the path of being destroyed. Praise the Lord. You know, many times when the pastor preaches, he says that the world will find a good place in our heart to germinate. Praise the Lord. The joy of a man of God and the joy of God is that the world, his instruction, is adhered to, is abide. Praise the Lord. That his world is hold onto and concur. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And there is the doing of his world. That is the joy of God and the joy of the servants of God. Praise the Lord. So we must not harden our heart against the world. Let's also read John chapter 12, verse 48. John chapter 12, verse 48. He that rejected me and receiveth not my word, at one that judgeth him, the word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Praise the Lord. I pray that we will not be judged in Jesus' name. I pray that we will not be judged in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I know that many of us have heard words like this and we have not adhered to it. It's an opportunity for us to adhere to the word of God, and that is how we can profit from the word. It's not all about hearing the word, but it's about doing, acting on the word, and that is how we can profit from the word of God. And tonight, I know that many want to profit from the word of God. And I'd like to put it to us tonight that if you have not given your life to Christ, or probably you've given your life and you've taken it back. Praise the Lord. You've given your life before, but you took it back. It's an opportunity for you to give it back to God. Praise the Lord. We are talking about profiting from the word. And we can only profit when we are in right, and that we are in the right path with God. We are in the same page.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.